This show furnished by Adam Banning.
For the past 25 years, Dr. Robert Rutkowski has been one of the most respected names in the field of functional medicine. He's lectured at many prestigious universities and trained thousands of healthcare providers in natural medicine on behalf of numerous health-related companies, including Metagenics, one of the most trusted manufacturers of supplements sold through healthcare providers. Over the years, Dr. Rutkowski has always stayed on the cutting edge of science, constantly looking for the next breakthrough discovery in the field of nutrition. So, here it is. Imagine coffee that's actually good for you. Coffee that tastes great, that's not acidic, rich in antioxidants, and fortified with a phytobotanical that's been proven to nutritionally support your immune system. Tens of thousands of Dr. Rutkowski's patients and followers are enjoying guilt-free, super healthy, and delicious coffee every day. If you love coffee, you owe it to yourself to go to www.bettercoffeeshop.com, and when you get there, click the Join Now button to find out how you can get this amazing coffee at wholesale prices. That's www.bettercoffeeshop.com. Now, that's good coffee. Check it out today.
It's KABC's new kid in town, author, lecturer, and nutritional supplement guru, Adam Harmon. For the next hour, he'll be unleashing the power of natural medicine and conscious living. So listen up, America. It's the Adam Harmon Show.
Hey, how you doing? This is Adam Harmon, and you're listening to the Adam Harmon Show. You know, on our show every single week, we cover everything from functional medicine to conscious living, and we have ourselves an absolutely amazing show. On the Adam Harmon Show, we're going to be having on tonight a major guest, a major speaker out there in a specific field, but I'd like to start out the question with one specific, the show with one specific question, and that is the following. Did you ever wish that you had the superpower to heal others with a single touch? Ask yourself that question. Or maybe you've had the unexplainable experience of healing others with your touch, but you couldn't control that power or use it any times you wanted it or need it. Well, today's guest is one of the world's premier experts in teaching people to reconnect to this power and perform miraculous feats of healing for others. Dr. Eric Pearl walked away from one of the most successful chiropractic practices in Los Angeles when he and others started witnessing miraculous healings. Since that time, he has committed himself to imparting the light and information of the reconnective healing process through extensive lectures and seminars about the reconnection. Dr. Eric Pearl has appeared on numerous TV programs, including Lisa, Sally Jesse Raphael, The Other Side, Art Bell, Fox TV, and countless other programs worldwide. He has even presented to a full house at Madison Square Garden, and his seminars have been featured in various publications, including the New York Times. Well, here we are, Dr. Eric Pearl. Welcome to the Adam Harmon Show.
Well, thank you for having me. I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I, just to tell the audience here, I was handed Dr. Pearl's book by three different doctors approximately 9 years ago, all within the period of 1 week. They were so excited about it, and I'm excited to have you here. I had listened and watched Dr. Pearl speak at one of the major symposiums here in town, and I've got so many questions for you, doctor. But let's start out with the biggest question of mine. Can you tell us about your path of discovery that led to the reconnection?
Well, it depends on how woo-woo you want to get.
Oh, you know something? This show can handle it. We
you
can
think
handle
so?
It. Yes,
okay.
We can handle you.
Well, we can start at one of any number of points.
Okay.
We can start with the fact that my mother died giving birth to me and came back to life while I was inside of her on the delivery table.
Oh, my goodness.
She had a near-death experience.
Right.
Where she heard motors shutting off at her feet and moving to her ankles and her knees or getting louder and louder and louder And then she felt herself leaving her body, and she didn't want to, and she passed through levels of beings, people who had died and didn't realize that they had died yet, and people who had taken their own lives, and then everyone else, and she was suddenly imbued with the secrets of the universe, starting with that if there's any one thing that people who die regret, it's that those who are left behind mourn them, because we here on Earth don't realize what a beautiful place that is that we return to. It's really home, and this is just an experience away from home.
This is beautiful and humbling to hear.
So she found herself moving, drifting down a lane without her feet actually moving, moving towards a very, very, very bright light. It was so bright she didn't want to look at it. She was afraid it would hurt her eyes. And along the way she saw flowers she had never seen, of colors that she had never seen, and she saw people, and we had full communication just from a glance. One look spoke volumes of information.
Wow.
And she found herself presented to this light, and her life was laid out before her, and she knew it was a good life. And yet there was no judgment, which sounds sort of contradictory, but it makes perfect sense when you're there, as does everything else. She understood suddenly why the earth was round, why the grass is green, why the sky is blue, how war is a temporary state of barbarism that we are moving through, we will evolve beyond, how you can't blame God for anything, no matter how seemingly horrible of an atrocity it might be.
Yeah.
As I said, there's a reason for everything, and everything makes sense. And then while she was there, having such an experience that she never wanted to leave, for all the struggling she did not to die in the first place, they were sending her back, and now she didn't want to return.
Oh, my goodness.
And on the way back, she found herself programmed to forget all of the insights and the secrets, the understandings that she knew there, because we are not here to have the answers. We don't grow from the answers. Isn't that interesting? We grow from the seeking of the answers.
Interesting.
But she did struggle to hold on to the few things that she recalled, and that's the whole second chapter of the reconnection. It's the story of her life after death experience. So where did this begin? A lot of people say it might have begun there. That's not where I first noticed it.
Tell us a little bit more about when you first noticed it.
When I first noticed it, I had been practicing as a doctor of chiropractic for 12 years at the time.
Uh-huh.
And one night, a lamp next to my bed turned itself on and woke me up. I opened my eyes to see what it was, and it wasn't anything seemingly metaphysical or spiritual. It was just that lamp,
right?
Which hadn't done it before, but at the same time, the first thing I noticed was my bedroom door, which was closed when I went to sleep, was now open. So of course I started wondering whether somebody was in my house, and I got up and I grabbed the largest knife I could get my hands on, my Doberman pincher, who was a little more nervous than I was, and an empty can of pepper spray, and we went and searched the house and couldn't find anyone, and
right.
Went back to bed, telling myself the whole interpretation of it was just me getting carried away with my imagination.
All right.
But I went in to my office on that Monday, and patient after patient started telling me that they were feeling or experiencing people in the room with us the way I had been having a strong feeling that somebody was in my house with me over the weekend.
Wow.
Although they had no reason to say that, and I certainly didn't share that experience with them. They were telling me they could feel my hands before I touched them. I didn't quite believe them, so I had them close their eyes, and I held my hands in different areas near their body, a foot away, several feet away, changing the direction I was angling my hands, and they could tell me where my hands were going, and they felt multiple sets of hands resting on multiple areas of their body simultaneously. As I played with the movement of my hands, their fingers would go into involuntary movement. Their arms and legs would kick up and down. Their eyes would dart back and forth. When they opened their eyes, they reported seeing colors that they had never seen.
Oh,
they reported smelling flowers that they had never smelled. And people started demonstrating healings. You know, some of them were getting up out of wheelchairs. Others Others were reporting regaining their vision or their hearing. Kids with cerebral palsy or epilepsy were suddenly able to walk and run and play. Their parents would call, their doctors would call, say they weren't having seizures any longer, they weren't needing their meds. What did I do? I said, I didn't do anything and don't tell anybody. And that went over not really quite so big.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Soon people started asking me to teach this work, and I really did not think it was teachable. But more and more of my patients were calling me day after day saying they drove home from my office, they pulled up in front of their house, their automatic garage door began to open and close by itself, or their televisions and lamps were turning off and on. They felt sensations in their hands as I had shown them what it felt like in my office, so they started playing with members of their own families, and these people started having various forms of healing, and that became the impetus to me deciding that maybe, just maybe, what's come to be known around the world today as reconnective healing really was teachable. And that's when I began experimenting with that.
That is utterly amazing. You know, I've heard literally so many stories from individuals who became reconnective healers. Stories which I literally stand there and I look at myself and I pinch myself. Because I hear stories like yours from other individuals, so there must be that opportunity to teach this technique.
There's a way to teach it, and actually it's very interesting, but the way that you get to learn it fully is to understand that it is not a technique. Isn't that interesting? Our techniques have been wonderful guides to help us find our balance in the healing field, like training wheels on a bicycle help you find your balance on the bicycle. But the true gift of the training wheels come when they're removed, and the true access of healing comes when we let go of our techniques.
Oh, my goodness, doctor. Doctor, we are heading into a break right now, a news break, so don't touch that dial, folks. We will be back with more of Dr. Eric Pearl and our conversation about reconnective healing.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-445-6363. That's 800-445-6363. 800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-445-6363. That's 800-445-6363. 800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We are back. We're back here right now on Talk Radio 790 AM. We're back on the Adam Harmon Show on KBC. We're here again with Dr. Eric Pearl, and we're talking about his books, The Reconnection and Solomon Speaks on Reconnecting Your Life. If you'd like to become part of the conversation and ask Dr. Pearl a question, just give us a call at 1-800-222-KABC. That's 1-800-222-5222. And remember, we're not giving out any specific advice as it relates to specific diseases and disorders. But if you have questions about healing and energy healing and specifically the reconnective healing technique, we're here for you. Dr. Pearl, thanks for staying with us.
Well, it's absolutely my pleasure. At this hour of night, I don't know where I would go that I would have such a good time anyway.
There you go. We are literally the house party that you've been looking for, folks.
You are.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I have so many questions, but you know, bottom line on the whole thing is when it comes down to it, realistically speaking, your first book, The Reconnection, took off like a rocket. It was fueled by the enthusiastic spiritual consumers out there. You know, why did you write the book and who was the intended audience for the book?
Writing the book was kind of interesting because it sort of happened that someone recorded a presentation that I gave and sent it to Hay House, and they asked me to write the book. I'd never written a book, and I really didn't know how to. And I said, I don't know how to. They said, we'll tell you how. This is what we want. We want three parts. Part one, we want to be your early life, your history leading up to the discovery of what's known today as reconnective healing. Part two, we want your understanding of reconnective healing, today's science on it and theory and philosophy. Part three, we want a basic how-to. So that's the way we did the book. Part three of the book is a basic how to begin to play and work with the reconnective healing frequencies. Now, today there's much more available to you. There's the online essentials course, which really does teach you the basics of how to play with the reconnective healing frequencies. And, of course, that's what leads you into being able to learn the work live with us following the online essentials. But the book even contained that. And I would get calls from the editor all the time saying, I can't edit this book. And I'm saying, why not? She says, every time I pick it up, my hands start to vibrate. My body starts to shake. I said, that's really cool. I like that.
There you go. That is just great. You know, doctor, we have so many calls on the line. My board's sort of full here. So we're going to take a call. Would you mind? We're going to take a Christina in a line one. Christina, you are part of the conversation and you're speaking to me, Adam Harmon, with my fabulous guest, Dr. Eric Pearl.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
No,
great, thanks.
Yeah.
Good. So, just a little background. I do Reiki. I'm a Reiki healer. And my question is more in relation to clients. And I was wondering if there's any difference in, I guess, quality of healing with a client that might be a little more resistant. Maybe it's their first time or they feel blocked to the experience. Are they getting any less of a healing?
With reconnective healing, we don't find that to be the situation. With energy healing, such as Reiki, Jurei, Jinshin, Qigong, etc., old techniques, new techniques, it does help for the client to feel open to it, to believe in it, to have a little faith in it. It helps them sometimes to meditate or to positively visualize. There are many aspects to that. But with reconnective healing, it's very interesting. It doesn't really seem to care whether you believe in it or not. It's sort of like if you take a glass of water and rest it on your kitchen table, the table will support that glass of water, and I can pretty much promise you that the glass of water doesn't believe in the table. So what happens with reconnective healing is it just is. And when you learn how to transcend technique and work with the reconnective healing frequencies, you are really touching what some people would refer to as the it factor. You are touching something that transforms the other person and in the process transforms you. Whereas Reiki, and I'll use that as an example since I believe that was what you mentioned. Reiki is a portion of the energy that's been here on Earth. And there are different Reiki portions and Jinshin portions and Qigong portions, etc. What happens with reconnective healing is there is no technique to it. So we can't focus in on those portions. So we access all of the energy that's been here instead of those parts. And then it expands. It expands because we're existing within a bubble of time, and time is expanding in all directions, moving faster, and ultimately disappearing. And outside of this bubble of time of our energy existence here are aspects of light and information we've not been able to play with here, that the researchers hadn't witnessed here before. So reconnective healing, instead of being part of the energy that's here, is all of the energy plus light and information, and it responds differently, and so do the people who interact with it.
Wow. Thank you.
Well, sure, my pleasure.
There we go. Wow, that was a great answer. I was standing here, I was going, should I write this down?
Do you like that? I made it up. No, I'm kidding.
That was good. There you go. Hey, we got more callers. I want to get one more on the line. Oh, we got caller number two. It's Ingrid. Ingrid, you're part of the conversation.
Hi, thank you. I had a question involving with healing and with this reconnected tissue, or just reconnecting itself. I find I'm reconnecting a lot after health surgery challenge. It's just noticing that when I feel emotion, sometimes it can be hard to release, and I wanted to ask if you had a suggestion on how to allow the letting go and fleshing of that.
It's a very interesting question. It's a common problem that some people have. We become very attached to the results that we desire. And a lot of our energy healing techniques focus on trying to bring about certain results, and sometimes they do to certain degrees, and sometimes they don't. Reconnective healing is very interesting in the way that it does not focus on what your desired results are. That might sound a little strange in the beginning, but what happens is the reconnective healing frequencies are something that you entrain with, and you vibrate at a very high level of light, and your densities, your interferences, tend to fall away. So what we suggest is, instead of focusing on the problem and limiting the universe, telling the universe what you want and how you want it, and we understand that desire, we say instead, see if you can trust that the universe knows what you're looking for, knows what you want, knows how you want it. But if you can just allow yourself to be the observer and the observed, the witness and the witnessed, the seer and the seen, and observe and witness without judgment, be just as open to whatever the universe might bring, and recognize it might bring you exactly what you've been looking for, and it might well bring you something you haven't even dreamt of. So reconnective healing reconnects us to our fullness, our potential, not just in little particle form, but in wave form of ultimate potential, and allows us to find that we often receive things we haven't even thought of. And the way to let go of that attachment, which is our limitation, and that's what you were asking for, is to witness and be witnessed without the judgment. What we teach sometimes we call O-N-E, observe, notice, and experience.
I hope that was helpful for you.
Thank you.
That sounded great. Yeah. You know, we have about two more minutes in the segment. We have so many calls here, but, you know, all of this amazing and wise and deep information brings me to the next question that I must ask. I mean, I've heard so many amazing stories of inspiration from reconnective healers. How does a person learn these techniques beyond just reading your books?
Today, we teach it live. And, not just live. You can learn the beginning of it in the online essentials course, which is a program we put together spanning about 8 hours. And what happens is with each hour, you open it up and you get 5 minutes on one subject, 5 minutes on another, 7 minutes on philosophy, 9 minutes on the science. We'll stand Jillian Fleer, my partner in life and my partner in business, and I teach this together in the program. So you can learn this work and access it anywhere you've got the ability for internet. That's the beginning. You can stop there if you want, but I bet you won't want to, because what happens after that is that preps you for being able to attend our live weekend training program. As a matter of fact, in Los Angeles, we'll be giving a live training program May 4th through the 6th. We're getting ready to do some in Mexico City, May 25th through the 27th. Orlando, August 3rd through the 5th, Denver, September 7th through the 9th, and Chicago, November 9th through 11th. But I know we're mostly an L.A. crowd here, so May 4th through 6th, we'll be in L.A. teaching live.
That's great, you know, but you're killing me here, Doc. I mean, how did they get in touch with you?
Oh, you can go to reconnectivehealing.com or thereconnection.com.
Okay, well, I want you folks to really sign up for this. I think I might just do it as well. Bottom line is, stick with us, folks. After this short break, we'll be back again with more of our conversation with Dr. Eric Pearl of The Reconnection.
Want to lower your mortgage rate and payments? Wake up to Carrie Kasem and Alex Michaels Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. as they bring you up-to-the-minute information and advice on mortgage rates and programs on the Get Mortgage Fit radio show, NMLS 6606, on 790 KABC.
Introducing Norm's Bigger Better 4-Course New York Steak Dinner for just $12.99. A half-pound grilled to perfection New York steak, 6 succulent fried shrimp, your choice of home-baked potato, crispy fries, or rice pilaf, plus fresh-cooked vegetables, and soup, and salad, and dessert. All this for just $12.99. Best of all, you can get it all day, every day, but only for a limited time. Norm's Restaurants, where life happens 24/7.
Are you wondering how to improve your relationships and your life? Are you curious if we've all been through what you're experiencing? Well, take a seat on the couch with Dr. Leanna and me, Eric Scott Smith, Fridays at midnight, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. Happening right now until 1 o'clock in the morning, the Los Angeles Police Department is conducting a sobriety driver's license checkpoint in North Hills. It's in the same area where Sherwood Forest turns into Northridge, and they've got cones set up, and they're stopping every driver that comes through the intersection near the Arco and the 76 on Parthenia Street at Balboa Boulevard. A batch of L.A. police detectives are at area hospitals tonight interviewing witnesses and as many victims as they're able to speak to about a gang-related shooting that happened earlier in the evening that left 5 people wounded. It happened around 119th Street, just off the 105 freeway. While en route to that multi-victim shooting, around 6 o'clock, an L.A. Fire Department command vehicle ran into another car while racing to the shooting in South L.A. and before hitting a couple of people. It happened near Main and Florence. 790 KABC SoCal weather. We have a wind advisory in effect through noon Monday, mostly clear overnight, low 50. It's 59 now downtown. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Oh, we are back. And you're listening to The Adam Harmon Show on Talk Radio, 790 AM KABC. We're here again with Dr. Eric Pearl, author of one of my favorite books, The Reconnection. And for you folks out there in YouTube land, I'm holding up the picture right now. Bottom line on the whole thing is we have so many questions. We have so many callers. We're going to take one more caller, and then we're going to get into more things as it relates to the future of reconnective healing. But before we go there, who's our next caller? Our next caller is on line 3. It is Michael. Michael, you are now part of the conversation.
Thank you for having me, Adam Harmon. Love your show.
Thank you so much for being on it. Do you have a question for the doctor?
Yes, Dr. Pearl. You know, you started off talking about the death experience and things and about how they knew everything and then they forgot and those type of things. And honestly, about 80% of what you were talking about, I experienced as well. About 3 years ago, I've got something called ankylosing spondylitis, and it was compounded with sleep apnea. And one night I went to sleep and woke up, had the experience, woke up the next morning, chest was all hurting and everything from, you know, not breathing. And except that instead of me looking at family and things, I was actually going through the cosmos. So it was a little bit different experience, but very, very close. And it's amazing to me because after that happened, I looked and tried to hear a lot of the different experience stuff. And the one thing I found missing in things is exactly what you said about how, you know, you knew everything. I knew any kind of math problem. I knew any question, you know, answer to any question at that time. And then I woke up and didn't remember any of it, you know? And so that was very, very interesting. And so I really think you're right on line with what you're talking about. The thing for me is that when you're talking about the energy healing and learning how to do it, is this something that I would be taught to do for other people, or how does someone like myself receive it, and how, what should I, you know, expect from something, you know, with somebody that has a serious type disease?
Great question, and yes and yes. Reconnective healing teaches you how to do self-healing, and should you so choose, teaches you how to facilitate healing for other people as well. And the good news is you don't have to focus on, think about, concern yourself with whether somebody else's or your own health challenge is a serious one or a not so serious one or a dramatic one or a painful one, or whether it's resolvable or not resolvable in medical or other eyes. In reconnective healing, we teach you that the less attention you pay to what the problem is, the better off you or and that other person involved with you, if you're working with someone else, is, because the less likely you are to really influence or limit the outcome according to the limitations of what you believe may or may not be likely or possible. Instead, we teach you how to find the reconnective healing frequencies of energy, light, and information, how to feel them because they're highly tangible, how to play with them, and you start to see the response right away with people that you're working with in our training programs and seminars. So by the time you get through the training program, you have worked on the tables, I would say at least half a dozen to a dozen times. You've worked with people. We even bring people in from the public, so you get to facilitate your first, shall we call them, semi-professional healing sessions on people who have had no experience of knowing what to produce or what to expect, I should say, in a session. So you learn how to do self-healing, distance healing. You learn how to work holographically. You learn how to work with other people, and you learn how to do, of course, self-healing. And what we found is that as you choose to facilitate healings for others, you are entrained in the healing frequencies yourself, so you're receiving your own healing. The more healings you facilitate, the more healings you receive. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play a little game on here. Can you see us?
I cannot. I'm sorry. I cannot. I'm in Indianapolis.
You're not watching. Well, you can listen. How's that? You can listen, and for those watching,
absolutely,
they can watch. And I'm going to get a very unsuspecting young woman over here to scoot towards me for a moment.
The
Hold
unsuspecting
your hand up
woman.
With your fingers open.
There we go.
Got them here?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, I'm going to bring my hand in by yours. Watch your fingers for me. I'm going to bring my hand in. You hold your fingers absolutely still. Don't let them move. No, don't let them move. What do you feel when I do this, if anything?
Energy.
Can you describe what it feels like?
Light.
You see how your fingers start moving again? Do you see them curve in? Open them up. Watch them. See if you can hold them absolutely still. You can't, can you? Are you moving your fingers or are your fingers moving themselves?
No one knows.
No one knows. Good answer, because it's a trick question. What happens is the body tends to respond to the reconnective healing frequencies, and because it's something that a lot of the researchers feel has not been available to us on the planet up until now, the tissue tends to shift to carry and accommodate for it, and the fingers moving is just the beginning of how these frequencies are working with the cells in your body. So when you learn how to access the reconnective healing frequencies, your cells are changing in your body. The light levels that your cells emit become more coherent, more harmonic, more balanced. And so the more you work with them, the more balanced and healthy you become, and the healthier and more balanced the people you're working with become at the same time.
Dr. Pearl, that makes sense, because I can tell you there are certain things that goes along with this, like, for instance, iritis and different things. And I can tell you all I have to do is think about it, and within a week or so, I've got it. I mean, it is amazing how cerebral this disease can be. And so something like that sounds like it would be a major help.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but that same thing happens to a lot of medical students. All they do is read about diseases, and they're all sure that they're coming down with them. But I know that I'm playing with you. I know what you're talking about is something different. This would be a wonderful help. Start, if you want, with access to the book. Or, for me, I would jump and go to the online essentials course, which you can get on the reconnection.com. You can get it on the website and start to play with that. And if you find that it's taking you where I'm pretty sure it's going to take you, then I bet you that I'm seeing you in LA in May.
That makes total sense to me. I'm really anxious to look into it.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for calling in and participating with us in today's show.
My pleasure, Dr. Pearl. And Adam Harmon, you rock.
Well, let me tell you something. You rock for calling in. We have one more call, and then I want to be able to ask some really intense questions of Dr. Pearl here about, you know, taking it forward and finding out about the future of reconnective healing. We have a caller. Caller is Jamie. Jamie on line one. Jamie, thanks for being patient. You're part of the conversation.
Hey, Adam. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you, Jamie?
Good, very good. So, Dr. Pearl, I was wondering if the reconnective healing method can work for hormonal imbalances, infertility issues, and that sort of a thing.
Well, let me answer your question in a way that I would answer the question if it came in and if you were talking about not only what you're asking of specifically, but whether you were talking about measles, mumps, chickenpox, brain tumors, automobile accidents, or anything else you can think of. It's really the same answer. What the reconnective healing frequencies do is that they allow you to return to a optimal state of harmony, health, and balance. Actually, reconnective healing is not even limited to those things we talked about. It's not just about physical healing. It's mental, it's emotional, it's spiritual. It is about life progress. It throws you onto your life course even more rapidly than you may have even thought possible, evolving your relationships for you, your career, your prosperity, your abundance in all aspects of life. But what happens is it doesn't address any one symptom. It doesn't deal with diagnosis. It simply allows you to return to your optimal state where you are able to best deal with and harmonize and heal from whatever situations you're going through in whatever realm, physical and or otherwise.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, these have been some really great questions and marvelous answers by our guest today, Dr. Eric Perlman of The Reconnection. You know, we've got about a minute more to go. What's the future in reconnective healing, doctor?
The future in reconnective healing is us. The future in reconnective healing is really recognizing, A, that it's not the future, it's the present as soon as we wake up to it. Okay. It's learning
to see ourselves in everyone with whom we interact. And in that way, we find that they see themselves within us. It's learning that everything that we are not benefiting from comes from the illusion of separation, and that healing comes from recognizing that we exist as beings of light, energy and information, love, prosperity, abundance, oneness, and unity. Reconnective healing will be, I believe, the new form of healing on the planet. And more than that, if I can step out on that limb, I believe we're standing on the precipice of the next level of human evolution. And I believe that the universe is looking at us to see if we're willing to take up the challenge and bring that evolution to everyone on the planet with whom we interact.
Now, that is quite a send-off. Dr. Pearl, thank you so much for being our guest today on The Adam Harmon Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Eric Pearl.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to have a magical and mystical guest here on The Adam Harmon Show.
Come on, it's Macy's Super Saturday Sale.
Wait, I thought we were going tomorrow.
See, you never listen to anything I say.
Sure I do.
You don't. Look, we get an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
Luggage sets are on sale.
Packable down jackets, boots for me. We really should get to Macy's now.
Ooh, big savings on designer men's suit separates, too. You know, we really should get to Macy's now.
I just said that.
Wait, you did? When?
Ugh.
Save right now at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Caterers?
Setting up.
DJ?
Spinning oldies all night.
Gift?
Their favorite jazz album, signed.
Total party cost?
$550. Just send me your half of Zelle.
Oh, Zelle. That's already in my Wells Fargo mobile app. Sending money now.
Great. Mom and Dad's 25th anniversary is going to be perfect.
Send and receive money from just about anyone with a U.S.-based bank account. Wells Fargo. Building better every day. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Services property of Early Warning Services, LLC, Wells Fargo Bank, N.A.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because I'm telling you, Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text FUN to 85850. Check them out now. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Dude, this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert, ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part, Bosley's solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting FUN to 85850. Don't forget, that's FUN. To 85850.
Hormone therapies for reducing menopausal symptoms may be effective, but they aren't without risk of serious adverse events. Estrovera from Metagenics offers a safe approach and the strongest natural choice for menopause relief for women at any stage of menopause. Estrovera features a novel botanical extract known as ERR731 that has demonstrated efficacy for hot flash relief comparable to low-dose hormone therapies. This unique extract has been safely recommended for relieving a wide range of menopausal symptoms since 1933 in Europe and is available in the U.S. by Metagenics. Estrovera works so well for so many women that there's even a money-back guarantee. Ask your medical doctor, chiropractor, or nutritionist about Estrovera from Metagenics today. Or for more information, go to Metagenics.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We are back, and you are listening to The Adam Harmon Show. I've got my earphones in funny positions here. You're listening to 790 KABC Talk Radio, the way you want to hear it. Oh, my goodness. There's something going on in the studio here. You'd be able to notice it if you were watching on YouTube. Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again?
Adam, it is that time.
Well, it's time for...
Give it to me. Give it to me. I'm waiting for it. Bring it.
Fabulous Dovey LaRoy.
Oh.
Cosmic astrologer.
There we go. Oh, fortitudes of knowledge.
Hello.
Amazing spaces in our minds for astrology.
Yes.
Will you bring us what the stars have to offer us today?
So we do have quite the significant event happening this week.
Okay.
And that would be a super blue blood moon total lunar eclipse in Leo
on
January 31st.
That's a mouthful, girl.
I know, it was. I almost couldn't get it out.
Get it out, girl.
Right?
There you go.
And this moon has not been available for us to see in North America since 1866.
Ah, limited availability.
Yeah, and okay. Luckily we will be able to view it in the West, well, on the West Coast, mm-hmm. in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And that time would be around 2:40 in the morning.
Ooh.
And it will come to a completion at around 6 a.m.
So
Pacific
I have to,
time.
I have to party all the way to that time. Then
all the way.
Stick my head outside and say, I see you soon.
Yeah, exactly. Or you're going to have to like set a time on your phone and be like, oh my gosh, it's 2:00 in the morning. I need to go.
There you go. So bottom line on the whole thing is this, what does this mean?
Well, this means so much. So first of all, the characteristics of this moon are going to make it so beautiful in the sky.
Okay.
A supermoon means that the moon will appear much larger in the sky,
uh-huh.
due to it being closest to Earth.
Great.
And a blue moon means that there will be two full moons in the same month.
That sounds energetically wild.
Right? We had the first one on January 1st,
uh-huh.
and then we have another one, of course, on January 31st.
Okay.
Now it's going to be a blood moon because the Earth's shadow is going to be creating a reddish tint onto the moon.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty. Yeah. And then, of course, a lunar eclipse is when the moon, the sun, and the Earth all align, and then the moon passes behind Earth, going into its shadow, causing an eclipse.
Ah.
Yes. And eclipses are about culminating, climaxing, or coming to an end.
Whoa.
And an eclipse can be one of the most powerful transits you experience.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They bring new beginnings and new paths due to this cosmic energy and these frequencies that get downloaded into us to raise our vibration and make us be able to become self-aware of what we really need during this time.
This is like a whole new start for the people out there.
It is.
A whole new, forget it. Keep on going.
And full moons do bring things to harvest. And an eclipse and a full moon are kind of a big deal together.
Mm-hmm.
And a full moon can bring to life anything in your subconscious. So anything that's really been bubbling beneath your conscious awareness,
uh-huh.
you know, it'll start to reveal itself through sudden actions, through sudden changes, and through sudden choices you decide to make during that time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So your deepest truth is starting to be revealed. Yes. And the reason for these changes and awakening is for your soul evolve, or your soul evolution, your evolvement.
Mm-hmm.
And we are here to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
We are here to make the most of ourselves.
Cool.
And that means you are not here to sacrifice yourself. You are here to make the most of yourself and then promote that role model of you to others.
That sounds like the reconnection.com here, folks.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
I read his book.
Uh-huh.
But the best way to accept these changes,
yes.
Is understanding that they are happening for your higher good and to move you into the next chapter of your life.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's marvelous. So as an overall, just to wrap this up, as an overall message, what should people be doing in this next coming week?
I would recommend to use this eclipse to remove any pain that comes up from you,
mm-hmm.
so you can tap into that amazing creative power inside you.
That is marvelous. Dovey LaRoy, how can people contact you to take advantage? I hear that you're actually giving the first person who contacts you a free astrological chart. Is that true?
I am.
Oh, my goodness. So how does that lucky person contact you as they're rushing to the phones right now?
You
or
can't.
The internet. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Or the internet. We're updated. You can contact me through DoveyLaRoyAstrology.com.
And how do you spell Dovey again?
D-O-V-I-E. Lovey-dovey.
Lovey-dovey. DoveyLaRoyAstrology.com. Well, thank you so much, you marvelous individual of wisdom and insight. We are about to go into the last or the second to last portion of our show. And that portion is called the Be the Change moment. You know, once a wise man said, if you want change in the world, then you should be the change that you want in the world. Well, Right now, today, we talked about an amazing way to reconnect with the healing energies of universal consciousness. And working on healing yourself and others is truly a blessed endeavor. But no matter what you're trying to do in life, from healing to creating, you've got to have the faith that it is possible. I know that we spoke before of not needing that faith in regards to it, and this is a great technique, the reconnection, but for many other things in life, you've got to have that faith. Now, there's two different types of faith, mental faith and physical faith. That's interesting. Mental faith is a thought that says, I can do this. This is possible. But the human mind can only focus on one thing at a time. So your next thought, if it's one of lack, jealousy, or just simple negativity, then your original thought of faith can easily be weakened or totally lost. Mental faith is fleeting. It is fragile. So let's take a look at physical faith for a moment, if we could. That's when you feel that the thoughts inside of your body, you actually feel those thoughts inside of your body. You heard me right. You feel your thoughts. And physical faith is way stronger and lasting than mental faith. Unfortunately, we as humans, we actually usually only focus on feeling thoughts inside our bodies when they have to do with things like discomfort and fear. Remember the last time you smelled the alcoholic beverage that you first got sick on when you were young and stupid? Well, that's funny. To this day, the smell of whiskey brings back memories of unrelenting nausea and the cold touch of white porcelain. But we do have the opportunity to have physical faith surrounding positive outcomes as well. There's a simple technique you can learn in just a couple of minutes that will allow you to tap into your amazing power of physical faith. In my second book, The Official Wizard's Training Manual, it's actually a modified version of a technique used by top basketball players. The only difference is when they use it to improve their foul shots, they focus on the visual of successfully making the shot. The technique featured in my book focuses on the feelings created in the body, which can manifest miraculous things in your life. The next time you want to take a walk, and this is a great technique, get yourself to a park with lots of grass. Take off your shoes and start to walk barefoot on the ground while mentally asking yourself the following questions. How would you feel in your body, and I'm talking about feelings, to know you had $30 million in the bank? Just how would it feel? Walk along, barefoot in the grass, feeling in your body. How would it feel in your body to walk up to the ATM right now to get the balance on your checking account and see there's $750,000 available? Then check the savings, and there's tens of millions of dollars in that account. I want you to imagine looking at the receipt that got printed out. Look at it right now while you're walking through the park, grounded to the earth. As you're taking this barefoot walk, focus on those feelings and where you feel them in your body. Start focusing on these areas of your body and the feelings you get when asking these questions, and visualize your time in front of the ATM as you walk connected to the ground in bare feet. Hold these feelings in your body for 5 minutes as you walk barefoot in the park. Do this just 3 times a week for 3 months. Then compare your bank account before and after this journey of physical faith. Many readers of the Official Wizard's Training Manual have told me about miraculous transformations. You can apply this technique to anything. Love, if you're looking for that special someone in your life. Healing, if you want to help yourself or others. Manifestation, is there something you want to get out of life? Whatever it is, it still works. The bottom line on the whole thing is you can order this book, The Official Wizard's Training Manual, on Amazon.com or at our website at theadamharmonshow.com. And it's just $11.11. Well, that's it for the Be the Change moment. And we at The Adam Harmon Show would love to be able to say, you are the beginning and you are the step for the future. Everything you consciously focus on out there is the beginning and the step into the future, because everything starts now. It's your first foot on the path. Next week, we're going to be having a great show.
We're going to be having Cosette DeMille on. She is actually the author of The Millennial's Guide to Infinity. She's actually a 17-year-old, but she is so grounded and wise. So make sure you check her out next week at 5 o'clock. So once again, it's time for us to say goodnight here at The Adam Harmon Show. Now, hold on a second here. How much time do we have left, young man, behind that counter there? We've got a lot of time left behind that counter. I thought you lifted up your finger and you said it was just 1 minute left. You surprised me. We have ourselves 5 full minutes left. Well, then I've got lots of information for you. Okay? We do have that time, don't we? Oh, my goodness. He's just playing with me back there. Folks, you know something? This is Adam Harmon, and all of us from The Adam Harmon Show would like to thank you, each and every one, and hope you have a healing and reconnected week.
This show furnished by Adam Banning.